Al-Awwal, the first. He is the first and the last, the outward and the inward. He has knowledge of all things. Did the universe have a beginning? This is one of the questions that man searched for an answer to for hundreds of years. Those people who grasped the fact that the universe had a creator also believed that it had a beginning. Some people, however, refused to accept the existence of a creator, for which reason they claimed that the universe had no beginning, that it had existed for all time, and would continue to do so forever. The present level of science, however, has clearly demonstrated that these people were mistaken. A number of theses regarding the origin of the universe have been put forward, yet nowadays all scientific circles are agreed on one thing. One recent scientific discovery was able to shed light on the issue. It was discovered in 1929 by Edwin Hubble that the universe is constantly expanding. Using that fact as a starting point, scientists formulated an important hypothesis. If the flow of time in an expanding universe were reversed, then the whole universe could be thought of as a contracting system, like a giant star growing smaller and smaller, for instance. The inevitable conclusion is that a universe which grows smaller over time must eventually come to a single point. In other words, the universe formed with the expansion of that single point in an explosion. In short, the universe we live in did have a beginning. This in turn means that it was brought into being by an infinitely powerful creator. This infinitely powerful creator is the Almighty Allah. And only He existed before living things, the planets, the galaxies, the entire universe, and even time itself had been created, because He is the first.